A farmer can execute every physical task perfectly, prepping the soil, managing the rain, and pulling a massive harvest from the ground. Yet that physical success frequently leads to bankruptcy. The problem is market volatility. At the point of sale, prices fluctuate beyond the farmer's control, often erasing profit margins regardless of the quality of the crop. On one side of this economic scale sits the immense labor of the harvest. On the other, the meager coins offered by an oversaturated market. To stabilize this, the government sets a minimum support price, or MSP, a calculated baseline for agricultural survival. The central conflict arises when the open market refuses to meet that MSP. Widespread deficits below this survival wage trigger a systemic national crisis, requiring high-level intervention to prevent a complete collapse of the agricultural sector. In 2018, the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare introduced PMA OSHA as the formal response to these market failures. The framework includes direct procurement, where state or private partners purchase the harvest at the full MSP. For sales in the open market, the scheme uses the price deficiency payment scheme. The farmer sells to a private buyer at market rates, and the government pays out the specific monetary difference required to reach the MSP baseline. This mechanism shifts the risk of unpredictable pricing away from the farmer and onto the state's mathematical infrastructure. Moving from theory to the ground level, accessing this safety net requires a strict three-step process. Step one is registration. Farmers must present their Aadhaar cards and link a verified bank account at a local cooperative to establish their identity. This requirement locks out fraud. By hard-coding physical identity into the financial pipeline, the state ensures precise delivery of funds to the exact grower. In step two, farmers legally declare their intended sale volume, essentially reserving their place in the payout queue. Step three begins with verification. The physical yield is transported to a government-approved warehouse for official weighing and inspection. Once the volume is confirmed, the system authorizes the direct payment or the deficiency transfer based on the verified weight. This bureaucracy converts physical labor into a trackable digital asset. Because the process is linked to Aadhaar, the direct benefit transfer bypasses middlemen and lands directly in the farmer's bank account. The scheme specifically targets pulses, oilseeds, and copra, crops that are essential to the national diet and require stable cultivation. This safety net allows farming to function as a predictable industry rather than a high-risk gamble. We are seeing a system where the physical harvest is finally supported by a vital digital root system. PMAASA functions as the financial bedrock of India's food security, stabilizing the domestic supply by keeping the nation's primary growers securely on their land.